Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in
Little Boy, Tall Story. Ozzy, stop eating all that chocolate and give me a piece before Whistling Willie comes back.
What was that, boy?
I said Whistling Willie. You'd be back in a minute, Mr. Whistler. Grumbler, Grimble.
Yes. Well, now that I am back, have you corrected all the mistakes in your essays?
Oh, yes, sir.
Let me look at it, boy.
Here you are, sir. I've done the spelling mistakes, but I couldn't make this out.
Oh, make what out?
This that you wrote at the bottom, I can't read it. What does it say?
It says, write more clearly. Well, is that meant to be a joke?
Well, you ought to know, sir, you wrote it.
Quiet, both of you. Clitheroe, you will write me another essay over the weekend, see? Yes.
What?
The subject is what I did on Saturday afternoon.
All right, sir. Go on, tell me. What did you do on Saturday afternoon, sir?
I mean what you will be doing tomorrow afternoon. You will write it on Sunday and bring it to me on Monday morning.
But, sir!
Silence and finish your corrections.
I've done mine, sir. What else is wrong with it?
Well, your writing is illegible, your spelling is abominable, and your grammar is positively atrocious.
Is the date right?
What?
There's the old gardener. Adam McAdam. His Garden of Eden. What's he bent down for? Perhaps he's looking for Susan the serpent. What's he doing? Throwing white powder all over the garden.
Oh, there you are, Jimmy.
Hello, Grandad. I see you've got your old gardening pants on. Why don't you wear your kilt and give the slugs a laugh?
Now, that'll do, Jimmy. Far too cold for a kilt this weather.
Arr, mind the frost, don't get at the mangle worse.
All right, funny boy. Now you're here, you can give me a hand with this bone meal.
With what? What's that you're planting?
It's bone meal.
What are you growing, skeletons?
I'm spreading it, not planting it. It's a kind of fertilizer.
Oh, well, I don't mind helping you to spread that sort, but once you get your wheelbarrow out, you're on your own.
All right, now, hold the bag for me. I'm in a hurry. Got to be changed and away in an hour.
Oh, well, we'll have to leave before then, the plane away. It'll take us an hour to get there, and the match starts at 2:30. So if we're not in the queue by 2:45, we'll be at the back of the terraces. And you don't like that, because it means I'm on your shoulders all Saturday afternoon. And you're on your back all day Sunday. With a touch of the old rheumaticals, as Mr. Whittle would say.
Oh, dear. I forgot, Jim. I can't take you to the football match. I've got to go to a meeting.
What meeting?
It's the committee I'm on, arranging the old age pensioners' annual treat.
Oh, what do you want to go to the annual treat for? All you'll get is a cup of weak tea and a cream bun and a funny hat. Come to the match and I'll buy you a hot dog.
Now, look, I can't take you to the match and that's final. You'll have to get somebody else to take you. Hello, who's this?
Hi there, Tim, Pete.
It's Whacker Whittle from Bootle, that well-known Liverpudding.
Well, if it ain't jovial Jim Clitheroe, the famous Junivile Mancurian with his old Glaswig and grandass Scotch jock, the man from Socket to me Hall Street.
Well, now the introductions are over, shall we dance?
Well, that'll do, Jimmy. Well, what can I do for you, Harry?
Oh, it's my landlady. She's decided to have her flat done out, so I thought I'd do it for her, like, save her a few bob, you know. Some of these decorators charge such absorbent prices.
Oh, do you want me to help you then, Harry?
Oh, no, Pete, no. I just want you to tell me the best place to get the various materials. I've got a list here. I want some of that emotional paint. A bit of masticated cement. Or even the ordinary plaster will do.
Oh, well, me grandad can help you there, Mr. Whittle. He's very good at getting plastered.
Jimmy, what else do you want, Harry?
Well, she wants me to get something to retop the kitchen table and one or two shelves, you know, this Formichael stuff. But I told her I know next to nothing about these animated plastics.
Well, I think Pat can help you there. We'll have a word with her when she gets back from the shops.
All right, yeah, Pete. Giving the old cabbage patch the once-over before the indecent weather sets in, are you?
Getting ready for next spring, Harry. Not much to look at this time of the year.
Funny you should say that, Pete. Old Higginbottom used almost the same identical words about your garden. He said it was all weeds and dead plants and, you know, what they call decadent vegetation.
Oh, when did he say that?
Middle of July.
Look out, Mr. Whittle. You better take me to the football ground before me grandad gives you a short back and sides with the lawnmower.
Ah, you're right, Jim. You're right, Jim. There's no point in standing around here tempting provender, as they say. So if I'm taking you to the football ground...
Are you really? That's very kind of you. I'll go and get me cap.
Hey, hang on a minute. I'm not taking you to no football match.
All right, then. I'll take you.
Lucky me. I'm filled with expectancy. Now, look, Jim, I don't know what you're up to, but I'm going to be busy working all afternoon. That's why I want to get all the paint and plaster and stuff.
But what are you doing that couldn't wait till another day?
My landlady's flat.
Well, what shape do you want it to be?
Now, that'll do, Jimmy. Harry's not taking you to the match either. Come in the tool shed, Harry. I've got some paint in there you might be able to use.
Oh, right, yeah, Pete. I'm sorry to turn down your invite, Jim. I hope you're not displeasant.
Hey, up. Here's me, Mum. I'll try her. Hello, Mum.
Hello, Tim. Oh, what a crowd there was in that shop.
Oh, Mum, you shouldn't carry that heavy shopping bag. Give it to me.
Oh, what's come over you?
I want to help you. Go in, Mum. I'll hold the door.
Oh, thank you, Sir Galahad.
Oh, you're welcome, Lady Vinegar.
Winnebier.
When you want anything from the shops, ma'am, well, why don't you ask me to go?
Because I can't afford it.
Anyway, have you got anywhere else to go this afternoon?
Yeah, well, I did promise Mrs. Butterworth next door I'd cancel her papers for a few days. She's had to rush off to London on the midday train. Her son's not well.
Well, I'll cancel the papers on our way back, ma'am.
Oh, good. In that case, I'll have a rest and just... On our way back from where?
Well, I think you ought to enjoy yourself, ma'am, so I'm taking you out for a treat.
Where?
To the football match.
Oh, you're too kind. That would be a lovely rest. And if I happen to go to sleep, you could wake me up with your rattle.
Well, me grandad won't take me. He's going to the blooming pensioner's party at his age. One game of musical chairs and he'll be out of breath for a week.
Look, just forget the match for once and see who's at the door.
Oh, all right. Hello, Alfie. You're just the fella I was looking for. It's all right, Mum. I'll see to Alfie. Come in the living room. I've got some good news for you.
Oh, well, hurry up. I'm waiting to take your Susan out.
Look, you can take her out later. Out of the country, please.
Yeah, sure, Orb. Anyway, well, what's the good news?
Well, after a lot of hard work and trouble, I've managed to fix you up with a ticket for the match.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Jimmy.
All you need do is queue up and pay the man at the turnstile six bob.
Hey, it's only three bob on the terraces.
The man says he can only sell tickets in twos. If we get away now, we'll be able to lean on the rail.
Oh, well, we'd better hurry then.
Hello, Alfie. Have I kept you waiting long?
Too long. He's just going to the football match. Come on, Alfie.
Get right, Jimmy.
Yeah, hello, Susan.
Well, of all the cheek.
Susan, I must be going daft.
I think you've gone, coming back for her.
Shut up, you. What's going on, Alfie Hall?
Well, it's this brother of yours, the Artful Dodger. Yeah, I'm not kidding. In 2 minutes, he could talk an Eskimo into buying a nice lolly.
I might as well. Little delinquent was to blame. I just came down in time.
If you'd stayed up there long enough to wash your neck, I'd have had the brain of Britain halfway there.
I'll thump you one in a minute.
I'm sorry, Alfie, but I've got to go to the match. So I can write an essay about it for Whistling Willie.
Who?
Our teacher, Mr. Grimble. He said if I don't do a good one, he'll severely smack my shit upon.
Will you ask him if I can come and watch? Alfie, I'll just go and get my coat. If we hurry, we'll just catch a bus.
If you hang on a minute, you might get a lift. Yeah, the Rag and Bone Man comes round on Saturday.
Get lost.
Hey, Ginny, I've been thinking.
Have you? Well, now you've tried it. I was right, wasn't I? It doesn't hurt at all, does it?
No, David, it was quite... Oh, see, I'm warning you. Listen, they always have a full report of the match in the evening paper, don't they?
That's right, Alfie.
Well, you could get to know what I'm from that.
Of course, that's it. I can go to the pictures, and while I'm there, the bloke on the paper will be writing me essay for me. But don't tell me, Mum, I'm going to the pictures. She said I've got to be in the fresh air this afternoon. Alfie, you've got brains. Never mind what me grandad says. Ta-ra for now.
Ta-ra, Jimmy.
I'll phone Ozzy right away. Oh, heck, we can't see the jungle picture. Me mum's seen it and she says the striptease jungle is definitely not an animal picture. I know, the one at the Majestic should be all right. The werewolf and the geisha girl.
That's Jimmy's shirt finished. Susan, go upstairs and slip your blouse off. I'll press it while the iron's hot.
Oh, I can't, Mother. I'm going to take down the football results for Grandad.
Oh, yes, his pools.
He says he's got a new system that can't fail this week.
Yeah, Grandad has one that can't fail every week.
Shush, quiet, Mother. They're coming on.
League Division 1. Arsenal 1. Manchester City 1. Coventry 1. Newcastle 0. Crystal Palace 2. Wolverhampton Wanderers 1.
Hello, Mum. Put the kippers Everton. In the pan. I'm back.
Shh, quiet, you.
What's up with Scraggy Neck? Has she lost her eyelashes again?
Oh, I've missed them now. I might as well switch off thanks to this little loudmouth here.
One.
Susan, your nerves are in a state. The sooner you get back on malted milk, the better.
Listen, funny boy, when Grandad finds out he's not got his football results, you'll take the blame.
Don't talk daft. He can get the results out of tonight's paper.
It doesn't always show the full-time results, except for local matches. And anyway, the paper hasn't come yet.
Of course it's come. I saw the paper boy in the street on his bike. Now, come on, hand it over. The master of the house wants to put his feet up.
Listen, Clever, I was looking out of the window just now, and the newspaper boy rode right past the house.
You can't blame him if you saw your ugly mug.
That'll do, Jimmy. Your grandad'll be back from his meeting soon, so you'd better think of a good story about those football results.
Don't worry, I'll think of one. There's plenty of time.
Oh, hello, Pat. Jim. Oh, Susan, did you take down the results for me?
It's a long story, Grandad. Ask our Jimmy.
Well, Jimmy. Well?
Once upon a time, there were three bears.
What are you talking about?
You'll find out soon enough. Oh, is that tonight's paper you've got in your pocket, Father?
Ah, that's right. I collected it from the newsagents for you. Oh, and I paid what we owe them.
Oh, they'll be able to buy a new car now.
Jimmy... did you tell them about Mrs. Butterworth dashing off to London today, Father?
Aye, they're not delivering any papers till she gets back. Now, about those football results.
Can I look at the back page, Grandad?
Oh, all right, Jimmy. Here you are.
Oh, thanks, Grandad. Now, where are they?
Susan, about my football results.
Well, you see, I just started taking them down and...
Oh, no, it's a blinking curvel.
Jimmy, what's the matter?
The match, the ground was waterlogged. It was postponed.
Oh, what about it?
Well, it was going to be me essay for Whistling Willie at school. What I did on Saturday afternoon. I was going to write about the football match.
Well, how could you do that? You weren't there.
I was going to copy it out of the paper.
Jimmy, that would have been cheating.
Well, it seemed a good idea to me.
Good idea? Only somebody with no brains would have thought of that.
I know, it was your boyfriend, Alfie. What am I going to write about?
Well, that's obvious, write about what you actually did this afternoon.
Eh? Oh, yeah. I could write about Daft Ozzy fainting.
Fainting?
Yeah, hey, it was funny, Mum. The werewolf came on and frightened him.
Werewolf?
Yeah, in the picture. the big picnic in the park.
Wait a minute. Ozzy saw a werewolf in the park?
Well, he wasn't a werewolf, really. It was a hippie with a beard.
Oh, I don't understand you half the time. You were going to tell me about my football pools.
Oh, yes, well, I'll tell you after I've run the errands for me, Mum.
I haven't got any errands for you.
Well, hurry up and think of some.
Oh, wait a minute. You can pop round to Mr. Brocklebank's. He's helping me with the Women's Guild accounts. Tell him I want the petty cash book.
Right, Mum.
And why should Brocklebank help me with the accounts, Pat? He's not in the Women's Guild. Although sometimes I think he should be.
Well, James, as soon as we finish this little job, I'll walk back home with you.
Oh, what a life. I come round with a message and you get me helping you with the washing up.
Yeah. But, James, I gave you your usual shilling.
It's a Saturday. It's time and a half.
Now, James. Just because your little scheme for the essay came unstuck, you mustn't indulge in sarcasm.
Well, it's a fine thing stuck in here. Me, with a penny tied round me tum.
Yeah, we'll get finished quicker this way. After all, many hands make light work.
As the two farmers said when they milked the same cow.
Now, James. Now, if you'd gone somewhere else instead of playing truant at the cinema, your problem would have been solved. Mind you, it's not too late yet. After all, it's still technically Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
And if something happened now, I could write about that. Still, there's not much scope in washing up. Hey.
What, James?
Could you get your hand stuck down the plug hole?
Just now, I saw Grandad and Mr. Whittle messing about with a ladder. What are they doing?
Trying to get it over the garden fence and into Mrs. Butterworth's.
Oh, but what for? She's in London, isn't she?
Yeah, but she just phoned to say she's remembered that she left a meat and potato pie in the oven and she can't remember whether she turned the gas off or not.
Oh, I see. Well, she did leave in a hurry. It would be awful if there was a fire.
Oh, she was very worried. And you see, she's got the keys to the house with her. Anyway, she says that the bathroom window can be opened somehow, so I've left the experts to get on with it. I've had strict instructions to keep out of the way.
Well, it shouldn't take them long. Mr. Whittle's a builder. He should be very good at climbing ladders and opening windows. Come on, Mother, help me wash my hair, will you? I want to do it before Alfie comes.
And of course, James, as I grew older, I became very interested in poetry. And by the time I was in my teens, I developed an absolute passion for Shelley.
Well, why didn't you marry her? Yeah.
James, if you'd been paying attention, you'd know that Shelley was a poet. Or are you finding this walk home rather boring?
Oh, no, not now.
Good.
Because we're here.
Yeah, so I see. Well, as I was about to say, Shelley's greatest masterpiece was called Look, Someone's Climbing Up That Ladder.
Well, if that's the title, don't bother to recite it.
No. Mrs. Butterworth's house, look. There's a ladder. Someone's just climbed up it and gone through her bathroom window.
Well, when you've got to go, you've got to go. Hey, Mrs. Butterworth's away. Must be a burglar. Looking for some loot.
Loot?
Yes, swag. Bread man. I've read about them. They wait till the house is empty, case the joint, and when the heat's off, they clear it out.
Oh, I see, I think. But what shall we do?
It's easy. You go up that ladder, get through the window and bash him.
Oh, no. No, I'd rather find a policeman.
What do you want to bash a policeman for?
James, you know very well what I mean. I'm not going to try and apprehend that burglar.
Oh, well, if you're not going to do it, we'd better find a man.
I beg your pardon?
Hey, there's somebody coming down the street. Perhaps this is a man.
Hello, Jimmy, is that you?
Oh, no, it's Alfie.
Hey, Jimmy, have you seen your Susan?
Yes, horrible, ain't she?
Yeah. No, I've lost her.
Oh, good lad.
Say, shut up. You see, we left the youth club and we got on the bus and there was only room for one inside and one on top. So Susan went inside and I went on top. But when the bus started swaying, it made me funny. So I came down and Susan went up. Then the conductor came along and I had no change. So I went up again and Susan came down. But I must have miscounted the steps, because when I came down, she wasn't down. Inside, she'd gone. What are you watching?
Your mouth. Is it clockwork?
James. No, Alfred. You see, a burglar has just climbed that ladder and gone into Mrs. Butterworth's mouth, the bathroom, looking for swag because the heat's off.
What, you mean somebody's pinching Mrs. Butterworth? Bathroom, I mean. But breaking it, then, up the ladder.
Yes, Alfie, so get climbing. Grab him, knock him out, open the front door, and I'll come in with a policeman and get the reward.
Yeah, right, I better hurry, because he might come out. You know what? I'm not fighting any burglar, am you?
Of course not, Mr. Brocklebank's going with you.
Yes, that's right. No, it isn't.
Oh, well, I don't mind that, because it's 2-1, so we can grab a leg each, and then he can't hit us, kick us with his arms. His legs, I mean.
All right now, Harry. Just lean on me and I'll help you down the stairs.
Oh, thanks, Peter. I'm sorry for incommoding you, but I can't put my weight on this ankle.
What happened?
Well, I cocked my leg over the window, reached down and put my foot straight in the watch-it and fell over. I think you'd have left the lid down, wouldn't you? I mean, I'd have broke my neck if I hadn't grabbed the chain.
Well, tell me, Harry, how is your leg?
Very wet.
What was that?
Somebody in the bathroom. They've seen the ladder and climbed up. It's a burglar.
Right. Hang on here, Harry. I'll go and sort him out.
Ah, we will, you mean? My ankle may be defunct, but there's nothing wrong with me mitts.
Right. As soon as he comes through that door, we'll let him have it.
Right.
Come on. Come on. It must be downstairs.
I'm with you. Lead on.
There's two of them.
Right. One each. Cop for this, you!
No!
Take this, you!
And another one. And another one.
Grimble, what do you think of me essay? Exciting, isn't it? I'll bet none of the other lads saw four burglars to write about.
No, they certainly did not.
No, it's good, isn't it?
It's positively sensational.
I thought you'd say that. Well, are you going to give me 10 out of 10?
No, Clitheroe. I'm giving you 6 out of 6 with the cane.
What?
Yes, I've never read such a pack of lies in all my life.
Well, sir!
Bend over!
You can't do this to me! How? Oh! Stop smacking me, you big stiff!
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Brian Truman as Mr. Whittle, and Colin Edwin as Humphrey Brocklebank and Whistling Willie. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
I thought you might like to know. I wrote another essay for Whistling Willie. I got the idea when Ozzy laughed at me getting the cane. It was called What I Did on Monday Night. I did Ozzy Higginbottom. Ta-ra!
Mm-hmm.